Blackstone presents Kiara Fights Back by Marilyn Kay. This book is read by Jonice Abbott Pratt. For Lara Clerk, my goddaughter, who knows all about courtrooms. 1. My friend Ellie Marks says I have to introduce myself before I start telling this story. My name is Kiara Douglas, and I will begin by saying to you all, greetings and salutations. 6 years ago, when I was in the first grade, my father read Charlotte's Web to me. If you don't know this book, it's by E.B. White, and it's about the friendship between a spider named Charlotte and a pig named Wilbur. When Charlotte first meets Wilbur, she says, salutations. Wilbur doesn't know what that means, and she tells him it's a fancy way of saying greetings. I really like that word, salutations. I added greetings in case the people I spoke to were like Wilbur and didn't know what salutations meant. So I began saying greetings and salutations to the other kids in my classroom. They laughed at me. The teacher told them to stop, so they did. But I saw some of them cover their mouths, and I'm sure they were giggling. It annoyed me that they couldn't appreciate my vocabulary. I didn't have any friends in the first grade, or in the second, third, fourth, or fifth. Then we moved to Lakeside, and I began to attend East Lakeside Middle School. I didn't have any friends in the sixth grade there either, but now, in the seventh grade, I have friends. 3 of them. I'll tell you more about them later. But first, I have to finish telling you about myself. I've just turned 13 years old. I'm black, and my skin is brown. I wear my hair in cornrows, which are tight braids. I like this style because it's very neat, and my hair doesn't get in my face. And also because my aunt braids it for me, and I like to visit her. I live with my father in a big apartment in a very nice building. It has 3 bedrooms, even though there are only 2 of us. My father uses the 3rd bedroom as a study. His name is Edward James Douglas, PhD, and he's a professor of history at Bascom College here in Lakeside. I don't have a mother. Well, I did have a mother, of course, who gave birth to me. Her name was Caroline Douglas, but she died in an accident when I was only 2 years old, so I don't remember her. I've seen pictures of her, and she was pretty. My Aunt Molly says I look like her, but I don't think so.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?